Good evening. My name is Lissette and I'm your host. Today we start a new book and it is entitled Prayers, Decrees, and Confessions for Increase by Apostle Stephen A. Gardner. And this first chapter is entitled, I'm getting to it, sorry, Prayers for Increase. But before I wanted to pray, Father God, bow your heads. Father God, I love you. I worship you. I praise you. You're the great I am. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You're the God who is, who was, and is to come. There's no one greater than you. You are a matchless God. You are my cornerstone. You're my rock. And I thank you, Father God, for choosing us, for separating us, for redeeming our lives, for forgiving us, Father, for our sins. I thank you for who you are in us, Father God. I thank you that you magnify yourself greatly within us. I pray your blessings over our life, Father God, as we come closer to you. I pray that you bring a shield of protection upon us, and I pray that, Father, no weapon formed against us shall prevail. Every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned. I pray that you speak through the airways, Father God, and that you touch every heart, and that you open up the eyes and ears of all who are listening, Father God, and give us all a greater understanding of your plan and purpose for our lives, Father God, that you would elevate us to greater dominions and greater realms and greater heavenlies. Open up the heavens, Father God, and give us more of you, Father God, in wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Father God. I ask you of all these things, bless us with your word. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I set this forth and I thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. It begins like this: increase to make greater as a number, size, strength, or quality. Augment, add to multiply by propagation. Some synonyms are boost, enlargement, expansion, surge, breakthrough, and upgrade. Yes, the Lord will give what is good in our land, will yield its increase. Psalms 85:12. There, the Lord greatly increased his people and made them stronger than their oppressors. Psalms 105:24. May the Lord give you increase. And more, you and your children. Psalms 115:14, the Amplified. And you know, with saying increase, I just want to tell you that I'm the first person in my family to receive Christ, be saved, walking in his word. And all it takes is one person in your home. And you may not see what God is doing, but behind the scenes, he's working on your family. And it's just a matter of time for it to manifest and go forth. So I just wanted to share that with you for those of you that are doing this by yourselves. I've been doing this by myself, but I know that God is doing it behind the scenes. Increase. Hallelujah. The heart of God for his people is increase in evidence is evidence as referenced above. Increase is a result of having God's blessings. Every believer needs our Father's endorsement in order to assure that we are fruitful and multiply in life. Adam and Eve enjoyed the blessings of God and increased mightily in their lives and assignment. Sin, of course, disrupted the flow of the blessing, and thus their capacity to increase was removed. Sin will do that. That's why we have to make sure that we take the narrow door and reject renounce, and rebuke sin. Part of God's plan to reconcile humanity from sin was also to restore us back to the endorsement the first Adam enjoyed. Christ is the last Adam, and his life was full of increase. Luke 5:52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and with man. The Lord enjoyed a life of increase, which results in favor with God and man. We too can enjoy a life of increase as we yield and surrender to the will of God for our lives and align our prosperity with his kingdom. Notice that the result of him coming close to the Lord was favor. And how many of you know that we have favor with God? Prayers, decree, and confessions provide an array of scriptures to help you achieve your goal for increase in every area of your life. Be empowered and strengthened in your faith as you pray, decree, and confess God's word. Genesis 9:27, God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tent of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Lord, I receive the blessings of Japheth. Enlarge me and cause me to dwell in places of expansion and upgrade in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians 4:10 says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my cost, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. And here it is. Lord, I receive the blessings of enlargement. I speak expansion and increase into my life and deliverance from every enemy of enlargement. Psalms 4:1 says, hear me when I call, O God, O of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, this is the final one. Father, I thank you that you always hear me and enlarge me in peace and comfort during times of distress, anguish, and discouragement. In the name of Jesus, may God bless you. Until the next, I'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.